Come in. Oh, cut that out. Squeezed orange juice for my lady.
Thank you.
To celebrate the most important day of the year.
The first day of school.
We have survived yet another summer.
Yes. No more friends of our children running through our house, going into our refrigerator like locusts. Leaving nothing for you or for me except a box of Arm & Hammer. No more little children hiding in fireplaces, breaking things, and then saying, I'm sorry, I have no money. No more, I tell you.
Pretty soon, this will all be behind us because they're getting out.
Yes. And you and I will be here to smell our own house. Yes! Here they come! Look at that! And once again, our children are forced to leave the house whether they want to or not. Everybody goes! And look at this one here, so enthused, so excited, who went to summer school to graduate early so she could go to Lincoln University. Yes! Get the rest of the stuff. Hurry! Everybody go! Ah, look at the pace of this one. A slower one, but still has to go.
Rudy, I hope you packed your summer clothes away last night.
Mom, I have enough on my mind. I'm starting sixth grade.
Well, now, what is wrong with her?
There's nothing wrong, Claire. They've got a union. They said, we look like this opening day of school. Maybe the parents will go down to the schools and cancel the school out, and we won't have to go to school anymore. But we know that we're tired of them.
Well, I'm ready.
Yes! Our daughter off to Lincoln University. Ta-da. Get it up, get it up. There you go, Vanessa. There you go.
Mom, I just got finished saying goodbye to Rudy and Denise and Olivia. Isn't it sad, me going away?
Yeah.
Dad, all the way to Pennsylvania.
She's afraid she's going to be lonely, Cliff.
We gave you a list of relatives this long. You can call people and just say, I'm lonely, please cook me something. Your cousin Thornhill loves to cook. We sent him a wok for Christmas. You love Chinese food. He's got a wok. He loves to cook Chinese food. Call him up. Say, Cousin Thornhill, get out the wok.
That's Beth.
Yes! We're coming with the bags!
Mom, I didn't even get a chance to say goodbye to Theo.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Theo was supposed to get back from Europe today. I know he's going to call you as soon as he gets a chance. Listen, I know you're a little nervous about leaving home, but you're going to do just fine at Lincoln.
You think so?
Honey, I know it.
I'm going to miss you, Mom.
I'm going to miss you, too.
Hey, college girl, I can't believe it. Have a good time.
Thank you.
Here we go. Listen, the car's running out of gas.
All right, I'm going.
Yeah,
I'm going.
Now, do you need any money?
No.
Fine, take this just in case. Take that just in case. All right, here we go. All right. Hey, you, number two, next college person, Medgar Evers, out the door.
Yes, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
No, you're not looking forward anymore. We're walking forward.
I've been doing some thinking.
Oh, please don't think, dear.
I don't think I'm going to get to Medgar Evers today.
Why not?
Oh, it's Olivia.
Olivia?
Today is her first day of preschool, you know. I mean, remember my first day? Mom, Dad, you guys were with me the whole day. I've given this a lot of thought, and I know that if I drop her off, she's going to cry from the moment I leave until I come back and get her. I mean, this could scar her for the rest of her life.
Denise, just point me in the direction of that school, and I am out of here.
I'm out of here. Do you think you have time for some breakfast?
Can I have breakfast at my school?
No, we still have 10 minutes. You're gonna eat in the kitchen.
Okay, but let's get a move on.
Okay, so I was wrong. Mm-hmm. So she doesn't need me. She could probably go out and get a job in an apartment.
Well, next time, tell her to take you with her. All right, let's move it, Mopey.
Dad, can you please give me a chance to get my stuff together? Please?
I'm sorry. I lost my head.
She's acting awfully funny this morning.
Oh, but she's starting sixth grade. She's just nervous. Right, all ready for preschool, huh?
Yeah!
Why are you so excited about preschool?
Well, you read, and you write, and you get smart.
But you also have some fun. You play games, huh?
Sometimes, but not little kids' games anymore. Big people's games.
Like what?
Poker.
You play poker in preschool?
Yeah, that's right.
And you must think that this is a lot of fun.
It is, except for one thing.
What's that?
Naps.
Naps? What's wrong with naps?
Naps for old people. I'm young and I'm up.
You have to understand, naps are good and healthy for you.
Not if you're not sleepy. You see, doctors, they say close your eyes and go to sleep.
Right.
I close my eyes and I lay there. And nothing happens. And when I finally do fall asleep, they wake me up again.
I see.
Dad?
Yeah?
Rudy says she's not going to school. Something about her glands.
She doesn't need glands to go to school. She needs books.
Hurry up and finish your cereal.
Okay, here we go.
Dad, I don't feel so good.
Really?
I don't think I can go to school today.
Yeah, what's the matter?
My glands.
Well, your glands don't feel swollen, hon.
That's the problem.
Yeah, huh?
I think they shrunk.
Right. Just say, ah.
Oh.
I mean, it looks okay, okay?
I knew it. They shrunk so much, now they're gone.
You know what's good for shrunken, gone glands? Get up and go to school. Come on.
Dad, there's nothing wrong with my glands. I have an even bigger problem.
Well, you want to talk about it?
This is woman stuff. I think I need Mom for this one.
I'm a gynecologist. You want to talk to a lawyer? Look, sometimes, you know, if there's something difficult that a person can't really get out, if they whisper it, they feel a little better. So if we just keep it between the two of us, nobody else is going to know.
All right.
Yeah. All right, now tell me what it is. Oh, honey, don't worry about that. Some girls develop them later than others.
What if I don't develop them at all?
But you will.
When?
When? Well, I don't know.
But, Dad, I waited all summer for them.
Yeah, well, you see, some people don't get summer ones. They get the ones, and I have heard that the fall ones are much better.
But, Dad, look at me. I'm a sixth grader in a fifth grader's body.
Look, there's something that perhaps the two of us can share. There was a boy in our class, sixth grade, had a mustache. And, man, I just admired that so much. I wanted a mustache, and my little bald upper lip was just shining out there. And this guy had a comb. He would comb it, and then sometimes he would trim it till it was real thin, you know. Then sometimes he'd let it go, and he'd drink milk, and it was still around his mouth. My milk fell all down in my mouth. Then I developed something that this guy with the mustache didn't have and all the others didn't have.
What?
One day, I did an imitation of our vice principal, Mrs. Mars, and all the girls loved it. And it was something that guy couldn't do with the mustache. Yeah, I mean, Mrs. Mars, she talked like this. Huxtable. Huxtable. I want you to put on your thinking cap.
Dad, you're funny.
Yeah, well, thank you. So you see, the two of us, we have something in common.
But, Dad, I don't want a mustache.
Somehow you missed the point. My point is, it doesn't make any difference. You see, what it is your personality. Now, I tell you, and not because I'm your father, but when you smile, I mean, you can light up a room. You have a great brain, great smile. Look, the smile makes me smile. I was depressed until you smile. And you go outside and you smile and the bus goes by. I bet you the bus will smile. Yeah, look at you.
Come on, let's go.
Yes, sir.
There you go.
Here we go.
All right.
Here we go.
Get yourself.
Okay.
And tell it like it is.
Tell it like it is.
All right.
Okay.
Out the door.
Yeah.
Out 1, 2, 3.
What are you doing?
Now, what is the matter, Ruth?
Well, she's 11 going on 12, hoping for 12 right now, if you know what I mean.
Oh. Yeah.
All right, hit it! Huckadow! Score that! Hey!
Hi, Margie. Hi, Rudy. Did you have a good summer? Sorry, Margie. I don't think I'm going to be going to school today. My glands are bothering me.
Well, what are we going to do?
Sweetheart, we've been through this before with Sandra, Denise, and Vanessa.
So what did we do?
Oh, so long ago, I forgot.
But do you ought to write these things down so you know what to do.
Amy, hello.
Hi, Mrs. Huxtable.
Listen, sweetheart, Rudy is upstairs in her room, but I...
Rudy called. There's an emergency. She's expecting me.
Okay.
Amy, did you bring it? Here, this is it. One of the great medical discoveries of the 20th century.
Lady Rondell's cream for bust enhancement. Guaranteed results in 48 hours or your money back.
You know it works when they say they'll give you your money back. And here's proof. Before and after.
Whoa!
You probably won't look like that in 2 days.
How long have you been using it?
I got it in the mail yesterday. It's only been 24 hours, but I can feel it kicking in already.
What do you think you're doing up there?
Well, I would like to think that Amy's convincing Rudy to go to school.
Bye, Doctor and Mrs. Huxtable. The emergency's over.
Well, Amy, thank you so much for stopping by on your way to school.
You're welcome. Mom, Dad, can I ask you guys a favor?
Yeah, Rudy, what is it?
Do you mind if I don't go to school for 48 hours?
Rudy, you have to go to school today, now.
Please, Mom, just till Wednesday.
What is so important about Wednesday?
On Wednesday, all my troubles will be over.
All right, young lady, sit down here. Come on. Now, what is this about?
Promise you won't laugh?
We are not going to laugh. What is it?
This.
Lady Rondell's cream for bust enhancement?
In 48 hours, I'll be a woman.
Rudy, that is not possible, honey. Development is a natural biological process.
I knew you wouldn't want me to use it.
Maybe I shouldn't have done that. It might make my nose grow. I'm a doctor, honey. Trust me, there's nothing in here that is going to enhance anything. You could get the same results putting mayonnaise on your chest.
You're just saying that because you want me to be a little girl forever. But I'm not a little girl anymore. And I don't want to go to school until Wednesday.
Rudy?
Yes?
Rudy. Honey, nothing is going to change about you in 2 days. You get what you're going to get when you get it.
Mom, can't we just wait and see?
Oh, baby, I know what you're going through.
How could you? You got them already.
But I wasn't born with them. I went through the same thing, and so did your sisters. And you should see some of the stuff that has come through this house. There was Blossom's bust booster. Sandra brought that one. Denise showed up with Dr. Jim's growth capsules. And Vanessa had the best of all. Bailey's Bust-O-Matic. The thing looked like two plunges on a power cord. And do you know that fool was getting ready to plug it into the wall and shock her chest?
Mom, the stuff in the jar really works. Or they'll give you your money back.
Well, you better get your money back right away because you heard what your father said. It's junk.
But I can't go to school looking like this. All the boys will laugh at me.
They're going to laugh at you if you get them. They're going to laugh at you if you don't. And you know why? Because that's how boys are at this age, baby. They're just dumb. Now, that's not your problem. It's theirs.
It is?
Yes. So now, what are you going to do? Are you going to go to school, or do I have to write a note to your principal saying, please excuse Rudith Lillian Huxtable from school today? She's waiting for her breasts to arrive. Well?
Guess this is what they mean when they say growing up's tough.
I guess.
Hello.
Ta-da.
Hasn't this been a nice day?
Oh, ever since Rudy left for school this morning, it's been heavenly. Mm.
And aren't you happy you decided to work at home today?
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed.
It's official.
Mm-hmm.
We have taken the house back.
Yes.
Would you like some tea?
No, I don't want any tea. That's the first time in a long time I've heard you go,
Mom, Dad, oh, it's so good to be home.
How you doing?
Oh, you guys, I just saw all of Europe in 17 days. Everything was a blur.
Well, what did you see?
We saw... we saw Westminster Abbey. We saw the Louvre. Saw the Leaning Tower of Pisa. The bus let us off for that one. Everybody got out and said, oh, it really leans. And the tour guide said, okay, time to get back on the bus, and we were off. But we drove through Rome. I saw the Colosseum. It was on the left of us. I missed what was on the right. We drove through Germany that night. I saw the world's largest cuckoo clock. Everybody said, wow, that's a big clock. Then the tour guide said, okay, it's time to get back on the bus. Oh, but I got you guys a gift.
Whoa. Really?
Here you go.
Well, thank you.
Matching wristwatches.
Well, thank you.
Now, those have genuine Swiss movement.
Really? Certainly kind of light.
No, that's because the parts aren't inside. The guy I bought those from is smart. They can't charge duty for just the case. So what he does is mail the insides a little bit later.
Well, that's very thoughtful of you, son. You look tired.
And confused.
Well, I am, but I'm also hungry. And after all those heavy, rich sauces, I just want some plain American food. Jersey corn, Wisconsin cheese, Idaho potatoes, Florida oranges. God bless America.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Rudy, how was your first day at school?
Fine.
Why? Come back here. Please. How was your first day of school?
Fine?
That's all you just said, fine?
Yeah, you know, teachers, students, first day of school, books.
This morning, we weren't going to school because there was a disaster. What happened?
It's like what Mom said. You get what you get when you get it. A lot of us haven't got them yet.